Well, this is certainly some music. Big fan of this cut in Dance Central 3. Is this the new Macintosh Plus? I mean, that's the name of the album, or the name of the track. I figure this got to be it, right? I've heard. This feels like SEO chasing in a weird way. Oh. It's more than just that, I guess, huh?
Mama, I got stone, moving to make it touch. Plus, I smoke my lungs away, but I don't give a fuck.
samples on samples on samples. But then also naming the track Macintosh Plus, does that then make it, does that make it legally actionable? Confusion in the marketplace. Also, did that dude clear that sample? What the emails. It seems like it's like almost daily from Adidas. And I should really just unsubscribe from a bunch of fucking marketing ass emails. But anyway, they are launching like nine or like I feel like every day it's a different fucking shoe. They're like, hey, you can sign up and register to potentially get the opportunity to buy this new color of Yeezys. And like those shoes seemed like they were hard to come by, and like they would you know be few and far between when they would launch them. And it's just like another email every day with like, hey, in a couple of days we're opening up registrations. If you want an opportunity to get these fucking piss yellow shoes, you're gonna get in them. Or then tomorrow's like, hey, the black and white stripe ones. And then the next day it's like, hey, these ones look a little different and they're green. But they're all Kanye West affiliated shoes. And I wonder what the fuck happened. If it's just like, hey, you know, it's Christmas time and we want to do this special thing with these shoes. Or if, like, I there was a time in my life that I would have been like, well, I'm going to try to get some of those. And that time has passed. And I wonder if they're just like, fuck, we got to blow out. We got to make as much money off this Kanye West partnership as we can, because every day that goes by, fewer people are going to want anything to do with Kanye West's shoes. Or Kanye West, period. Or if, like, the deal is ending and they're like, well, January 1, we're not going to be able to sell these anymore, so we better fucking have a big blowout, or what the fuck the deal is. It's weird. Or maybe they're just, maybe it's just like, hey, we thought it would be cool to do this thing, like, and do a bunch of these, you know, limited edition shoes around the holidays, end of the year, or whatever. So maybe there's, you know, nothing to read into it. But I will say, as someone who, again, would have certainly tried to get a pair of those shoes in the past, every time I get that email, I open it and go, yeah, sure, yes, sell me the Kanye West shoes. Are they just shiny silver? Fuck, man. literally reading the name of the song and going like, oh, what is this? Going to be something like Chick-fil-A? And then literally the second line of the song.
It was the bodybuilder Bart who could get an erection again the second after he came.
Okay.
And his abs and pecs were like touching the soft tits of a woman, but they were hard and his ass was like a rock. His okay. body constantly shaved. I played Puck and he was bottom, and it was after a show and I was in the shower backstage at a private stall when Bottom, who had flirted with me during the mechanical scene for a whole month, appeared out of the blue, his donkey ears off, naked, an erection. He came up behind me and in a South Boston voice told me to
put your hands behind your back,
which I did. And I grabbed his smooth, really rock-hard 20-year-old steroid-endowed prick and brought it up to what I now recall was the perfectly smooth ass of my own. Just skin and bones and little titties that pressed into the tile of the shower stall as he pulled his cock and smeared it up and down my cheeks until I felt his hot spunk hitting my upper back. The chism flew because of his youth and his bodybuilding, and he remained erect. He said,
suck me.
A minute later,
put your fingers in your pussy.
A second later,
ride my cork.
Which I did as he lay back in the shower and I finally placed his delirious prick inside of me. He ordered me to
put your pussy-drenched fingers into your mouth.
Which I did, and then
into my mouth.
Which I did, and then
back into your mouth.
As I left my finger dangling on my lower lip, arched my back like a six-year-old, and came. I would ride home with this man, Bart, on his motorcycle back to his UMass apartment to get screwed yet again in his waterbed. The next day, he gave me his hooded sweatshirt, put on his cologne, and shaved his legs before driving me on his motorcycle back to Smith College, where I dismounted his slumming cock and hopped into my feminist anti-phallic theory class.
What? I fucking blacked out of what the fuck just happened. Where was I? Well, we've all been there.
I want to make love to a mannequin.
I feel like it's a little late to go back to make love after the opening to the song. Okay, all right.
I want to suck it.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I want to make love to a mannequin. I want to fuck it. I want to suck it.
Gonna be, no, I believe you're thinking of How's It Gonna Be, which is a Third Eye Blind song. That's, if you're talking about bops, that's that's probably the song you're thinking of. Oh yeah, bonus indeed. I mean, listening to Seven Dust is a bonus into itself. A bonus track on a Seven Dust album, that's a double bonus. That's lucky Seven Dust. Start a band called 8 Dust, and those motherfuckers will never play a show ever again. gonna take all the business. Why would you get 7 dust if you could book 8 dust? Rodriguez, and please put some respect upon his name. Oh, there we go. Just wondering when we would get to this part of this mashup. The inevitable this part. Here stopped. That's... this is no good. Fuck.
where I pick. I be for one chain and always. And
we're out here, the traffic is bad, and it said that I was, it said please wait, so I assume you, are missing all of this. Definitely gonna be disappointing. into a signal issue here, coming down the mountain yet again. Normally not a problem through here, but when there's traffic, it just seems like there's enough time for me to, you know, miss some fucking tower handoff or who knows how this shit works. Not me. Not fucking me, man. I would have thought that this week would have not been bad traffic, because I would have figured that, you know, that all the fancy pants motherfuckers wouldn't be coming to work. But traffic has been terrible driving home this week. Maybe people are out here shopping. Sure does like Tom Brady.
Watching you. when they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Marty.
What?
Marty.
Rick, where are you?
I'm in the garage, Marty.
What are you doing, Rick?
Yeah, Marty, flip me over, Marty, flip me over. I'm a pickle. Why? Because I can't, Mitch. Not the kind that you put in your sandwich. No hands, but I command it. This isn't natural, but I feel urgent. Permission is the finest price. I'm the kind of
what the fucking fuck?
Get on my level, scared of me. What? I'm not getting stuck there. Cool as a cucumber, composure. But you know me, I need to keep it kosher. I'm not for lunch, but I'm on a roll. Don't want it sliced, you want it all. I'm going right down the gutter. If I'm not home by five, call a plumber. It's big and rich, it's thick and girth. I can't be flushed like resistant turf. I've been putting in a lot of work to labor. The pickle ring has a serenade.
Glad to see that the crew responsible for so many bad video game raps, you know, can branch out. Fuck off. Straight to this nightmare. Which I don't mind. It's not. But if you wanted to drive some cars on some walls, kind of do it to this.
Thank you.
as a remix, like, goes nowhere. It's just kind of a loop. And you're like, all right, yeah, okay, now what? Very Trackmania level of quality, though, for sure. Very much a Trackmania custom server favorite. Very little to offer. No, this is what I, this is the, that's, I need to cover this on television.
To organize a garage.
Finally. Oh,
many
shit.
Garages aren't used just to keep the car in.
Yeah.
They double as storage and sometimes even workshop space.
Yeah.
So they must be organized efficiently. It's important that the car have a safe place to be kept, so make sure your garage is lockable. It's incredibly easy to store all your really bad junk in the garage, so if you've done that, you'll need to get in there and clean it all out. Take it out onto the path so you can see more easily what you have to throw away.
Onto the path.
When you put back all the things you've decided to keep, store the things least used at the back, with all the heavy things underneath, so that the lighter things can be stacked on top of them. It would be worthwhile having shelving installed along one or even both sides. Shelving creates a great deal of storage space that doesn't take up much room and gets things up off the floor, so no one will trip over them. When deciding if you should install shelving, measure with the car parked in the garage. Make sure there's plenty of room to park and open the doors. Children often forget to be careful when opening car doors, so lots of room is important for protection. Lighting is often poor in the garage, so add another light or two. This will help you find things you need more easily and deter thieves, especially if you can switch it on from inside the house. If your garage doubles as a garden shed, keep any poisons on a high shelf so the kids can't reach them. Garden things can be kept in one corner with a lawnmower, while car tools, oil, and brake fluid should be kept apart so they don't get mixed up with anything else. If you use your garage to store the barbecue and outdoor furniture like chairs, make sure there is easy access to them, or it will become a nuisance to have to get to them when you want to use them. To make more room, hooks could be set into the wall.
Hooks.
Lots of garden tools can be hung on hooks and nails out of the way. Even chairs can be hung on a couple of hooks if there's enough open space in the back. Two sturdy nails could also hold a long dowel to make a rail for other things to hang on. Huh. Once you get your garage organized, you'll find life flowing much more smoothly.
Yeah, I want my life to flow. I have people coming on Monday to install a new garage door, and I have to clear 12 feet of space at the front of the garage, and I have just not had any time to even start on that project. And so this weekend is going to be some bullshit. Original version. Thank you for labeling it original version, so I would know that this is the original version. Finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. I didn't realize that Smash Mouth stole this song. Andy Crenshaw. And his super
Star Kids.
It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the meteor man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture.
Fucking ripping ass music. Joker.
And now, for all of you children of all ages, here's some jazz from Scatland.
Big fat ass, you know you're the reason.
band Seether, you should really just be a Veruca Salt cover band. I don't know.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy who lives in a blue world. And all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue like him. Inside and outside, blue is house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody.
Fucking hate this song, like any version. I think I just don't like that fucking song.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here's the handsome guys from Yokohama, riding a big 289. You know who's that? Arrive with Godspeed and Teddy Boy Spirit from the Miracle brand new album. Ladies and gentlemen, Crazy Ken Band.
Let's go, go. Asobi ni yuko. Handsome na GTE de natsu wa nijikai kara hasen.
fit woman with some big old thighs. Now, now she ride a shoddy in my four-wheel drive. Only thing she wants is to party all night. Wanna do the same, but you drink stuff high. Go ahead and sing this song with me one time.
South submarine, got the Europe.
if you're excited about yesterday's dog talk, then I think the, you know, the pan flute ace of spades would have really hit home. Oh gosh. Well, I made it home. And I guess that means we'll be back in the morning. Pretty exciting. Except I've got a billion things to do. I actually need to go write stuff right now. Yeah. I'll see you all in the morning. Don't forget the Joker.